Okay. Thank you, Dan, and welcome to you all. And I'm sure you all can hear me. But and if you have any, a lot of you have come to these sessions, but if you've previously attended the All School sessions, a warm welcome back. And if you're new to the session, an equally warm welcome. And thank you for making time in your day to participate. And as always, I'm humbled to be presenting the All School session and the joy of working with our fellow light workers from all around the planet. And this year, our overall overarching theme is reaching deeper, expanding further into actual design. Our sub-theme today is the power of simplicity. So often when we strive to improve ourselves, you know, to get better at whatever it is that we do, complexity often creeps in and kind of stymies us with the idea of that more is better. But sometimes this is true, but not always. Just think about it. How often have you heard phrases such as, to understand what I need to first simplify things, or I need to simplify my life, or I should get back to basics. Today we will be doing that, that is getting back to basics and simplifying things. We'll use, with our enlightened awareness, the white star and the downpour to move deeper within with effortless effort. By thinking, letting, observing, and experiencing. So let's review the four laws of life energy before we start. One, awareness directs thought. Thought directs life energy. Two, life energy follows thought. Three, where there is pain, from mild discomfort to acute distress, the flow of life energy is expected. Where awareness is focused, the power of life energy is concentrated. Let those four laws move through your brain, move into your awareness. You know that these four simple laws will serve you always. So let's begin by gathering an enlightening awareness. And as you know, the technique of gathering enlightening awareness of your knowing, feeling, and sensory aspects is to stand at the beginning of our meditation sessions to amplify your experience of the light fire energy and your ability to direct and focus this energy. So sit comfortably with your feet and legs and arms uncrossed, your eyes closed. And of course, if any time during the session you feel drowsy or too detached, Yeah, you can open your eyes. And as we're sitting here and in your comfy chair or couch or wherever you may be, begin to pay attention to your breath. And notice what happens to you as you observe your breath. Your body begins to relax even more. And already we're beginning to move deeper within. Now we'll add a little bit more to the breath by extending it ever so slightly, with little or no effort, to lengthen the inhale and a smooth exhale. Smooth inhale and a smooth exhale. One more time, a smooth inhale and a smooth exhale, releasing all tension and anxiousness that you may have experienced just setting up and coming to the session today. Now we move our awareness to the upper room. You think of your upper room, the radiant, peaceful place within your nature that is located about 6 inches directly above the center of the top of the head. And note that the upper room is a source point for the radiant awareness of your actual self, the being of light that you are. Now direct your brain mind to harmonize with your upper room and experience the radiant awareness of the divine mind of your lighted beingness flowing from the upper room into and throughout your brain mind, gathering and enlightening your knowing awareness. And experience the lifting. Now focus the radiant awareness throughout your neural pathways and nervous system, gathering and enlightening the sensory awareness of your body. Now direct the radiant awareness, the divine mind of your lighted beingness, into your heart, blood, and circulatory system. Then into your liver and glands, gathering and enlightening your emotional awareness. Now I experience the radiant awareness of the being of light you are, enlightening knowing, sensory, and emotional awareness throughout your creation. And with enlightened awareness, experience a flow of love and gratitude as a being of light you have for your beloved creation. And now think of your creation giving love and gratitude back to the being of light you are, magnifying the two-way flow of love and gratitude. And focus on our union as beings of light with each other. And with other beings of light that are unified with us today. You know, the flow and white and awareness move back to the upper room. And in the upper room, the source point of radiant awareness and presence, experience the point of light. And you may or may not see it, but experience it. Open up to the experience of this point of light. Expands through a 3-inch star. And just think of this star as rising above your head, expanding as it rises, expands into a 3.5-inch sun, 3 feet above the top of the center of your head. And with the power of thought, direct the sun to begin a downpour of shimmering, crystalline energy. And down until it reaches the top of your head, the hair, skull, and penetrates the brain. Moving through any obstructions, the natural flow of life energy. And it moves throughout and all about the brain. Overcoming these obstructions that may exist here. It flows down to the jaw, neck, cervical spine, and through the power of this downpour, this crystalline energy, white star, the energy penetrates even deeper into the bones of the cervical spine until we reach the marrow of the bones. And moving further down the spine to the shoulders and other bones of the skeletal system. The humerus of the upper arm, the ulna and radius of the forearm, the wrists and the hands, the bones of the hands, the many bones of the hands. And here too, the bones are penetrated to the bone marrow and the radiance and the consuming fire aspect of the downpour radiates outward from the bone marrow, touching the muscles, the connective tissue of the tendons and ligaments out of the skin. The downpour continues on through the torso. You're thinking and letting the light penetrate to its deepest depth, your core, and as it penetrates to the core, it touches the many organs that reside here in the torso. The lungs, the heart, the liver, the kidneys, gallbladder, spleen, pancreas, hear the light fire penetrate these organs to their core, to their deepest the center of each organ and out with to the surface, the outer surface of each organ. Penetrated by the consuming fire and the downpour of your expanded sun. Just think and let, observe, and experience purifying penetration of the energy of your white star. The downpour continues down the thoracic spine, lumbar spine, and as you can observe from the places I'm naming, even though we're working with simplicity, the body less simple, very complex. If the light penetrates all, light penetrates deeply, consuming any obstructions, any blocks, any hindrances to the natural flow of life energy. Moving through any pain that may be encountered, mild or acute. the light fire, this consuming aspect, reduces these low frequency experiences to the energy essence. And the downpour continues on to the pelvic bowl, penetrating the pelvis, all parts of the pelvis, the ilium, the pubis, sacrum, on into those large and powerful and strong bones of the femur. And as we did above, it penetrates these bones down to the marrow, the light fire, moving through blocks and obstructions here in this part of the skeletal system. And it penetrates outward to the surface of the bones and once again to the muscles here, large glutes, powerful quadriceps, hamstrings. Think and let and observe the cleansing, the purifying power of this downpour of crystal energy. The downpour continues on to the knees, kneecap, the tibia and fibula of the upper and lower legs, onto the ankles and the feet. And as with the hands, the many feet, many bones of the feet. The metatarsal bones, the phalanges, penetrating with the light fire to the marrow of these bones. Connective tissue, the many muscles here. And of course, throughout the body, the circulatory system. The glands, light fire from the top of the head on out to the bottom of your open feet and into the planet. And although the physical body is complex, experience the beauty and the power and the simple downpour of your sun. The beauty and simplicity of this action available to us at all times opens up and purifies our bodies, freeing the life energy to flow smoothly and naturally throughout our creation. Allowing us to move ever deeper into our experience thinking and letting it down or move throughout our creation, observing its movement, observing the star action, the downpour. And observing and experiencing the result of the action. The consuming of low frequency in the experience of high frequency. Think of your feet as closed. The container that is your body to be backfilled with this crystalline and almost crystalline liquid crystal, if you will, light energy filling up your creation from the ankles to the lower legs, the upper legs, pelvic bowl, the lower torso, the upper torso, neck, head, and all out the top of your head. Overflowing to the surface of your skin and out into your energy field. And here, out into your energy field, low frequency, reduced to its energy essence by the consuming light fire of your downpour. Good. Now direct your expanded sun to cease the downpour. And expand until your body is enclosed within it. And begin to assimilate the energy essence created by the actions that we have initiated. You know, often we forget to assimilate from the work that we do. Just think and let the energy essence flow deep within you. Deep within you, especially with those areas of your body that requires and is asking and seeking support. Parts of you that are willing to open up to the flow of energy essence through the now removed blocks and obstructions. Think, let, observe, and experience the changes that are taking place. And we'll do this in silence for a few minutes, assimilating energy to all the areas of need. Good. And as we use this simple technique of the downpour, with enlightened awareness, supported by our actions and family of light, as well as all beings of light that choose to join and support us individually and as a group. It allows us to dwell in the light. And in this dwelling in the light, this steadiness, our willingness, as we have done today, to go deeper. Acknowledge that the truth sets us free to simply walk step by step the path of light to serve ourselves. And by serving ourselves and working with ourselves, it allows us to serve and help others and the planet with love and light and gratitude. And we dwell in the light by magnifying presence and the presence of the being of light that each of you are. Your higher self. And with awareness and enlightened awareness, we can move deeper into all aspects of our lives. By simply thinking, letting, observing, and experiencing the change that takes place as we move deeper utilizing White Star. And again, I'll end this session with a poem of Russell, our founder, that I have read before, but is apropos to this simple technique, this simple technique of illumination with our White Star. The title of it indeed is Illumination. With illumination here now, a cosmic beam of light involving, evolving in and with the personal identity works to prepare a wedding feast for the inner outer marriage of all identity to one identity. And one identity to all identity. In the light of lamps lighted by the virgin oil of essence, so that no unit of awareness nor identity may be separated by darkness from the peak of all peaks of experience. So be it, and so use it.